Right, let's take a last look at your sport this morning in some rugby. Pushing for third spot in the United Rugby Championship is on Sharks coach John Plumtree's agenda when they face Scarlets in the final round at Kings Park Stadium tonight. Now, a third place finish would mean a home quarter final for the Durbanites. He says the objective is to put pressure on Glasgow tonight.
Our whole thing is we wanted to keep putting pressure on Glasgow for that third spot. We're in a competition and we want to get that third spot, so ultimately today we've got to get a win, and that's just our mindset this week, really. It hasn't been.
Kickoff time is at 7:30, and then this afternoon the Vodacom Bulls take on the Dragons at Loftus at 3 o'clock, while the Emirates Lions play Ospreys in Johannesburg at 5:15. Over to some football now. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim seems to have much of the Premier League on hold as his side prepare for the Europa League final on Wednesday next week. Now, his side went down 1-0 to Chelsea last night, who's moved up to fourth in the Champions League places. Now, it seemed Casemiro and Harry Maguire weren't too happy with their substitutions ahead of Chelsea's Cucurella's goal, but Amorim says he must protect them ahead of the final.
Casemiro and Mason Mount just came off to and also Luke Shaw then to protect them to the final. That was the thinking, was the final, because we need to make a choice. And them fight for when we suffer a goal, and I think that is a good thing.
And then Aston Villa fueled their effort for Champions League place as they beat Tottenham 2-0 to move into the top five in the Premier League. Closing off with some tennis now. World number five Jasmine Paolini will face Coco Gauff in the Italian Open final today. She bids to become the event's first home women's single champion in 40 years. Paolini is the first Italian woman since her doubles partner Sara Errani to reach a home final. Errani eventually losing the final to Serena Williams in 2014. Now, the 29-year-old says Errani has been an integral part of her performances so far.
Yeah, I think she's part of my team, you know, and she watched many, many matches. Last match she was a key part because she helped me a lot. And it's amazing to be in the final as she did. And it's great.
World number one Jannik Sinner set up a blockbuster Italian Open final against Carlos Alcaraz by fighting back to beat American Tommy Paul. That final taking place tomorrow. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.